Many people dream of becoming celebrities as a way to escape their everyday problems. But what they don't realize is that being famous won't solve anything and may even lead to a shorter life.
A new study reveals that celebrities and famous athletes die sooner than everyone else. You may be better off being a smoker than being as famous as Lindsay Lohan.
Today, celebrity rock star Alaska Thunderfuck, one of the top three from season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race, joins us to take a look at the perils of a career in entertainment and the dangers of being a drag queen.
Also joining us is our little sidekick Tommy Hall to take a look at this and all the hot news. Alaska's new musical cabaret dedicated to the life of gay rights pioneer Harry Hay.
Dennis Rodman gets in drag again.
A man feeds his penis to a hyena, hoping it would make him rich.
Pat Robertson says Jesus would have never baked a wedding cake for a gay couple.
And rooster cock performance art.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. I must be getting more famous because I'm feeling terrible.
You are looking a little pale there, darling.
Yes. A new study reveals that celebrities and famous athletes die sooner than everybody else, by the average of 5 years earlier. You'd be better off being a smoker than being as famous as Lindsay Lohan.
Clearly.
Joining us today is the only person that we know that we're friends with that is actually famous, and that's Alaska Thunderfuck.
Hi.
And now, Tommy, you have to say, Alaska Thunderfuck, who?
Ho!
And hi, we have our best friend forever, household intern, and slave to humanity.
Basically, whatever you want me to do.
Thomas Hollywood, fine, also known as Tommy Hall.
H-O-L-L.
Who wants to be famous?
No, I mean, you know.
You
I don't
want to be a famous talk
well, now
show
I don't. I don't want to die.
Cancer. He wants to take it all the way now.
I didn't even notice you lost a finger.
It's
that's
the gayest
cute
cancer you can get of the pinky.
So I'm not sure exactly about this study.
Easy for him to fist
welcome
now
to Feast of Fun, by the way, Alaska. We haven't seen you forever.
I know. Hi.
How's your health?
It's good. My fame must be waning.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
you're more
healthy
robust these days.
Sorry to hear. Oh. So basically right now you don't have any gigs like Mimi I'm First, you're staying at home.
Stewing
and building up resentment.
Stewing, planning revenge, world, eating frosting.
Eating
out
a lot of ramen.
You were on Queen Latifah's show.
I was, yeah. RuPaul was the guest, and then myself and Chad Michaels and Raven came out and passed out candy like it was Halloween.
Candy? Why would you pass out candy?
Because RuPaul, it's so funny you'd ask, RuPaul has a new candy bar called the RuPaul Candy Bar, and it's actually really delicious.
It's the RuPaul Bar, isn't it?
Yeah, the RuPaul Bar, yeah. It sounds like a place you go drinking.
And is it like chocolate on the outside and vanilla on the inside? What is it?
It's milk chocolate. I'll tell you what it is. It's milk chocolate and it has peanut butter, like the song.
Peanut butter.
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding.
Because jam don't shake.
Because my song doesn't sell.
But the surprise is that there's sea salt in it, which and it's really good.
It's tangy and it's not cum this time.
Is it like caramel sea salt? Is that what it is?
It's the same idea, but it's like in peanut butter. So it's like it's actually really delicious.
Honey, it should have lots of honey and peanut butter.
Honey,
caramel.
And sweetheart.
Okay, because you're so sweet and delicious, I want to gobble you up.
And when you open up the wrapper, it says, get on the treadmill.
So, what do you guys think about this? This is Australian researchers, that's from the land of Down Under, where Courtney Act is from.
Mm-hmm.
They analyze 1,000 obituaries from the years 2009 to 2011, which is kind of narrow, and found film, music, stage performers, and sports people died an average age of 77 years.
So somehow fame takes a toll on people is what they're trying to say.
Americans and people around the world, no matter
they're
how fat we're fat, no matter how big and unhealthy we are, we're living up to be, on the record now, average of 82 years old.
Okay.
Well, I think some people know how to live better these days and are taking better care of themselves. But like my mother's generation is old and they're still around.
My grandma's going to be 98.
But you look at these kids, like we live by a grade school. Mm-hmm. And if you look at these kids, literally, you know, at least a third of the kids are overweight as children. So it's like, what's going to happen to them
like
as adults?
They're like little Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, they are.
And they're huge. They're hitting puberty at like 5.
Yeah, and they're eating those RuPaul bars.
Trying to sissy that walk a little bit.
Yeah.
Waddle that walk.
So I wonder how that's going to change, or is it just because some people really know how to take care of themselves and have vitamins and they get the right nutrients? Does it balance out the people that don't take care of themselves?
You know, today is April Fool's Day, and I wanted to start the show by being like, Alaska Thunderfuck is dead. Tired of your bullshit. And you were like, my mom's going to listen to the show, and I don't want her to have a heart attack thinking you died.
Joe.
Well, I don't want to kind of do it, because sometimes I feel that even in joking, especially when you post something on the internet, it's kind of like casting a spell as a witch.
It is. It's out in people's consciousness. And I don't really want to.
They
want to
believe it or something. Yeah. Some truth.
We need
to
you
it.
To be around for 82 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually doing this entire podcast between Michelle Wolfhard's breath.
Let's just, you know, of all the people that we've had on the show, who's the guest that's most likely to die young as a celebrity?
Richard Pryor Jr., I'd say.
You've said over Sharon Needles.
Probably.
Really?
Maybe.
The son of Richard Pryor.
Oh, that's right. You have to ring the bell.
It's just to kind of cast away bad demons.
Okay. But what's the reason for it, though? Is it just because they suffer all these like microaggressions?
Well,
is it the stress of being a celebrity?
They were saying fame and achievement in performance-related careers may be earned at the cost of the shorter life expectancy, and that people who are in these type of careers, meaning celebrities or regular old celebrities or sports athletes, are hustling and bustling just to make it and make hay while the sun is shining, that it really takes a toll on their bodies. Like let's just clarify this. How many days a week do you actually get on an airplane?
It depends. This week, I'm on like a few airplanes this week.
And when you're on an airplane, you're like there for an average of 1 to 4 hours without moving that much.
Yeah.
And the blood in your leg collects.
And you're getting clots, and those clots are slowly going to move up into your lungs.
And we have to
bury
you in a wheel.
Major brain.
You're going to die.
And we're going to have
you're all going to die.
We're going to order you a wheelchair. And everything is so hard to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
But then, you're working all the time. You're not sleeping. You're not taking care of yourself. And then, of course, you know, a lot of times people, they have little ways of coping, whether that's drugs or alcohol.
Well, didn't Mariah Carey admit herself into a hospital because she was tired?
Yeah, you get exhausted.
She was exhausted.
You're like, I need to go away.
In such careers, smoking and other risk behaviors may be either the causes or effects of success and early death. So they're saying that absolutely, like the celebrities are more likely to do drugs, more likely to overdose on drugs, to have people to buy them drugs for free. And that's why this whole, what is it, the 29 Club?
27.
27 Club with Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain. Amy Winehouse, they all die young because they're publicists, they're personal assistants. How many times has your personal assistant bought drugs for you?
For me?
Or like a
never
record label?
But I would pay him more if he did. No,
but
I'm
you're like
kidding.
You're in recovery now. You clean and sober.
I'm not like in recovery. I'm not like in the program or anything, so I don't want to say that I'm doing that. But yeah, I don't drink anymore.
That's and drugs?
I don't know. Is Red Bull a drug?
Mm. Well, we found a bag of crystal meth on the sidewalk.
Showed it to last. She's like, I've never seen crystal meth before.
True, I never have. Someone sent me a picture of it on Scruff, though, and I was like, that coke looks weird. That looks like shitty coke.
Well, that's what crystal
I've never
is.
Seen
that's
crystal.
What shitty coke is. It's
they
like,
call it crystal, you know. And so we're like, we kind of like keeping it like a
show and tell.
It's show and tell.
It totally is. It's like you're
to
it's
confirm
like a
prop.
Look, mommy, I found a bag of meth on the sidewalk. Give me that thing!
Right down the street from the school.
And it's not like there's a lot of meth in there. It's probably enough just to get like one person high.
You can get a bump off of it, you know. Yeah. So somebody was, you know, sniffing it. Maybe it was you, Mark. Maybe you found it had a little fun before you brought it home.
I thought you smoked it.
Well, you can, but you can also snort it. But it's,
did you watch Breaking
what
Bad?
What a versatile drug. Why isn't everyone doing it?
Otherwise, they'll die.
I think a couple weeks ago,
we reported on a study out there saying that, like, Adderall, because you know all those kids are on Adderall now for attention deficit disorder, and methamphetamine is actually much better in taking care of those symptoms than Adderall is, but because meth has a bad reputation, doctors will prescribe Adderall.
Oh. Lung cancer deaths, which the authors of the study considered a sign of chronic smoking, were the most common in performers' careers. People with performance careers.
Yeah. So I wonder if they're performing in smoky clubs, are they smoking cigarettes? You know, all those ballerinas that you see like in the Body Worlds exhibit, they have like, have you ever seen the Body Worlds where they take these bodies and they plasticize them?
Oh yeah, the Body Worlds.
And the ballerinas all have like black lungs because they, you know, the dancers all smoke.
Smoking.
Like, I must smoke.
Smoking before I get on stage.
So, Alaska, let me ask you this question. It's like, do you think that there's like, health risks to being a successful drag queen? I mean, as the study kind of hints at? Or of any kind of performer, but especially a drag queen?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's really dangerous. You're always flying in airplanes, and then they can crash. It's really dangerous. And, like, walking in high heels, like, that, you know how dangerous that
and
is.
And I heard some queens you can backstage can shove you down the stairs, and you go tumbling, and then you have to break a hip.
I know, the beads can fall off the costumes, and then it's a really tough break.
Just like showgirls.
Yeah.
My lawyer's got me a real nice settlement. How about a kiss right now?
I'm getting a little old for that whore look.
We're all whores, darling. I'll never be like you.
Crystal.
You don't know shit. Oh, you just splashed me with champagne. And this podcast is now Showgirls.
I know. Do you owe them money now? How much can you quote?
They sent me, when they had their anniversary thing, the box DVD set, you know, with tassels and shot glasses. And we lost the DVD.
I may have disintegrated because our friend also got one too, and he said, like, he's like, my DVD doesn't even work anymore. He goes, I've kept it in pristine shape, but it just expired.
I'm friends with Patrick Bristow, who played Marty
on Facebook.
In life, you know. He said, thanks for keeping Showgirls alive in people's minds. Penny Hope, Rena
so
Riffle.
Nice.
She's like, she and I kikied. We made out. She has nice soft tits.
Wow.
What about her lips?
Even softer. Oh. She's gorgeous in person.
She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, she came to Chicago. Right?
Very sweet. She was opening up about her sex life and her marriage. And, you know, I can't tell you guys anything about it.
Nobody wants to fuck a penny.
Everybody wants to fuck that penny.
They
want to
flip the penny.
Yeah, so. Mm. Your love life, how's it going?
It's okay.
Who are you dating now?
Being single's really hard nowadays.
You're in
guys.
LA. You gotta get some meth.
Don't tell me to get meth.
This is not good advice.
Meth is big in LA, though, isn't it?
LA, it's the meth capital of the world.
Well, only on the sidewalk, apparently.
It's not on my list of things to do.
But so you're traveling a lot, and you're now here in Chicago. We hung out at Roscoe's, and it seemed like every drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race showed up out of drag.
I know, it was crazy. We're all in Chicago right now.
Pandora, Detox.
Mm-hmm.
And
RuPaul was there, but you didn't see her.
Jinx Monsoon.
Well, Jinx was performing
Michelle
with
Visage
Michelle.
Was performing
and I saw
well.
A bald chihuahua running down the street. I thought that was RuPaul.
Oh my god.
She's too big to be a chihuahua. She's like 6 feet tall.
No, it was Gia Gunn with the wonky eye.
We did not see Gia, though.
Gia's a traveler. Gia. She's touring. I'm so disappointed that she got kicked off the show.
I am too. I really love her.
I'm not.
I just put out a YouTube video where I interviewed her.
Cool.
I landed an exclusive interview with Gia Gunn, so you'll have to check that out on YouTube.
You're becoming a journalist now?
I am. I'm like the Barbara Walters of drag.
I looked at that thing and it was basically you with a puppet. It was like a mango cut with a slice on it to make it look like a...
You'll just have to watch
it. So what do you look up on YouTube to find it?
Alaska Thunderfuck interviews Gia Khan.
Oh, great.
I'll look at it right now while we're taping this show. Okay. So, Tommy, you don't like Gia Khan.
No, I don't. It's not that I don't like her. I just think she's a mean girl. When she's calling.
Oh, but that's great.
Yeah, it's great for TV.
It gets way too Miss Congeniality when, like, everyone knows they're going to be on the TV show, and then they think that they're not going to do well if they're too mean. Like, they're not going to win. Like, Gia was just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be who I am.
I think that's great.
I'm
going to
read like a queen reads. I'm going to read like I wear a frock. And she did.
So it's Alaska pretending to be Gia Gunn. But it's really shady.
I'm looking at
the video without the sound on. And every time you have Gia Gunn, her wig's all fucked up. And when it's you, it's like pretty and soft-lighted.
Shut up.
It's in the window.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mama, for being so fishy to the fish.
I forgot that one. That's one of my favorite ones. I forgot to put that one in there.
Just flew in from Asia with a little fresh tilapia.
Thanks for being... if you're gonna do a death drop, why don't you just switch those around and drop?
No, that's what Adore Delano said.
Oh,
she went and she did the reading challenge.
That's a pretty good one.
It was.
Yeah.
What were some other quotes for the reading challenge?
Adore Delano, I know what you got on your SATs. Ketchup.
Yay.
Who said that, Bianca?
Bianca Del Rio.
Oh,
and that's then always the most and really then Darian Lake said Ben La Creme. You're just like a Russian doll, full of yourself.
And what people can't see he's doing is pantomiming a Russian doll.
I don't know why I
decided
no one can really see it. Maybe the next door neighbor can see it through the window.
So, Alaska, you're working on Hey Girl, Hey, a musical tribute to the life of gay civil rights pioneer activist Harry Hay.
Yeah. Ooh.
I had no idea you're that educated to actually know who the fuck Harry Hay is.
Well, the thing is, I knew who Harry Hay was, but that's the extent of my knowledge about him. Like,
you read Wikipedia.
Well, yeah. So,
like, this guy's old.
Were you just being Harry
He's
Bears?
Dead.
And then Harry came
Harry Hay came up by
and
accident.
And then that just popped up.
Mary Kay, Harry Hay.
Well, what inspired you to do this if you didn't know anything about him?
Well, Hey Days is coming up. We're celebrating in Los Angeles, and we wanted to kick it off in a really amazing space that called Spirit Studio. And Jeremy and I are living in Los Angeles at the same time, so we wanted to like get a
Jeremy's little... Jeremy's your keyboardist, for those that don't know, right?
Yeah, he's my musical collaborator and partner and best friend. And
has a real nice ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's really cool. It's really good.
Tight.
Yeah.
So when he's doing those keys, he clenches.
Totally.
Ding, ding, ding,
and he
ding,
makes
ding,
a pretty girl too. Oh.
He was serving on fish when we were at your farewell event party in
the Blue Moon
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really clever that you had like a dozen drag queens dressing up as you. So Sharon showed up with a machine gun. She didn't know who to call.
I love that.
And since then, you guys have become friends again. You're talking, you're hanging out. At least, I mean, on Vine, you and Sharon.
We're Sharon hanging out on Vine?
Well, there's photos and like
only
videos
for 6 seconds.
For 6 seconds, and then it's over. I don't know. I just kind of saw it online like a month or two ago.
Oh.
That's not happening?
Whatever, we're cool.
You're cool.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Okay.
It's on Snapchat. It's gone, and then it's
yeah. I thought I saw it on Vine, but it's.
So you guys are doing Battle of the Seasons together, so you work together.
Yeah.
You
have to do that.
Is it awkward?
No, not at all. We're professional.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Oh wait.
Thanks for being so fishy to the fish, Mama.
Thanks for being fishy.
So how do you do a cabaret act about Harry Hay? And for the listeners out there,
who the fuck is Harry Hay? Who is Harry Hay, Mark?
Harry Hay is a guy who was he started like the Radical Fairies, right?
He started the Radical Fairies. He was a gay rights pioneer before Stonewall with the Mattachine Society.
Exactly.
Which is the weirdest name to give like a gay civil rights group.
Because Harry Hay was weird, and that's why he's cool.
Mattachine.
Really like
sounds like a meat processing plant.
Well, that comes from I don't know, a long time ago.
It's a reference to something.
It's a Mattachine who made beautiful gowns.
It's like French or Italian or something. But they were the first like organized group for gay people, and they, because people would get entrapped by the police for gay behavior, whether they did it or not, and their life would be totally ruined. So they like got together. It was extremely dangerous to do this. And they organized and they started an activist group called the Mattachine Society. And that's just one of the things that Harry Hay has done in his illustrious life.
So how are you going to turn this into a fun song that's entertaining? Like, hey, the guy was Mattachine.
You'll just have to come and sing.
You have nothing prepared right now.
No, we totally do.
You guys are throwing it together at the last minute.
You got Jeremy
minute.
With the tight ass and the keyboard. It's all, like, you're all set.
Okay, I bought some Mattachine.
We know Jeremy's going to dress up like a hippie, right?
I'm in drag and it's Jeremy's ass. What else do you need? Come, buy tickets. They're online.
I'm sold.
I'll be there with a bell. Can I play the bell?
You better than anyone I know.
I'll play the cowbell.
I need more of it.
The only prescription is more cowbell.
So, Dennis Rodman's in the news for dressing up in drag again.
If you want to call that drag.
Well, it's drag. I mean,
Booger Queen is still a mohawk drag
on.
Queen.
He had eye makeup on. I mean, he wasn't wearing nails.
Yeah. With a jersey.
If you're not wearing nails,
you are not doing drag.
That's correct.
And I think he'd be fine in nails. I think he looked great. I'm glad he's doing drag again because that was really cool. And he was doing it sort of like, you know, before it was like really popular.
Well, his book was Born to Be Bad or something like that, I think it was.
Well, he's bad at drag.
Bad as I want to be.
Perfect.
Maybe he's good at
Born to
things.
Be Bad at drag.
Yeah. Well, maybe he couldn't do the nails because he had to bounce the basketball. Bounce.
Oh, that's no excuse. You can do a lot of stuff in nails.
Yes, you can.
Wear the nails, you take them off, you know, when you need to. So he was at the Legends Basketball 2014 tour in Buenos Aires. But he wrote in his book, Bad as I Want to Be, to hang out in a gay bar or put on a sequin halter top makes me feel like a total person. And not just a one-dimensional man. I'm always looking for new ways to test myself, whether on the court or off. There are no rules, no boundaries. I'm trying to get deep into who I am. Nobody's going to tell me it's not manly to drive a pink truck or wear pink nails. I'll be the judge of my own manliness.
That's really cool. I like him a lot.
Yeah,
and he allegedly dated Mimi Marx.
Who is a performer at the Baton.
It is possible to be trans and a drag queen, and she is fierce at both.
I think at the Baton now they go by female illusionists.
But Mimi Marx, for a long time, billed herself as a drag queen.
And I also, there's a little bit of controversy around the Baton, because with the Baton is you have to have a penis. You don't have to have surgery. The nuts. You
who's in charge of checking?
they do panty checks.
And we asked, and like, we just know.
Actually, that's my part-time job, is what I do on the weekend.
And maybe that might change. I'm not sure where it's at now,
but that
was the rule for the longest time, is you have to have a penis.
Excuse me, may I look into your panties?
And we have
what's
a
your 5 minutes what's to your show name? Time, Ms. Marks.
Let me see that.
Can I see your panties?
I want to see, make sure you haven't had some general reconstructive surgery since the last time you performed here.
Go see Phil.
We were hanging out with a trans girl I know, and she's like, I was down at the Baton, and I was sitting there at the bar, and a gentleman offered to buy me a drink, and the owner came over. He's like, I'm sorry, we don't allow gentlemen to buy women drinks at the bar. And she's like, I was offended. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, well, what did he think, you were a hooker? And she's like, I guess so. I'm like, well, she was a hooker.
she was a hooker.
What do you think's going to happen? So, you know, you got caught.
Oh,
you got caught.
Pat Robertson says that Jesus would have not baked a cake for a gay wedding.
Well, did they even have cake back in Jesus' time?
He didn't bake cakes for fucking anybody.
I thought Jesus was a pastry chef and a carpenter.
He did everything.
Well, he did make all those loaves. He divided loaves and fish, right?
So does that make him a baker and a fisherman too?
And Jesus wouldn't have done this because why? Because what did Pat say? Because like they killed all the gays. Is that what he said?
I don't. He's just
why
kill all the bakeries?
They kill all the bakeries.
He was sounding off on Colorado's Masterpiece Cape Shops case. You know, one of those pastry chefs who's like, I hate everybody, especially those same sex couples that come and want me to bake them a sweet cake for their wedding. Well, guess what, honeys? You're not gonna get a cake.
Here, take a cannoli.
There's enough
instead
gay fucking people to make my cakes for me for my gay wedding. I'm not going to some straight asshole, so I hope he fucking goes out of business. So.
But it's not about, like, you know, most gay people wouldn't go to this guy to get a cake, but it's about the situation that's like, then it creates a, you know, blacks only restaurants or blacks only, you know, drinking fountains. It becomes the gays only pastry shop, and it starts segregating people.
Only certain people can eat cake.
Yeah, he should go ahead and go for it, because have you heard of Yelp? He'll be not really lasting very long.
Yeah, so these organizations, these businesses, these challenges that are happening around the country are not standing up to the law against discriminating mm-hmm. equal access laws. A lot of municipalities have equal access laws for gay, lesbian, transgender people, and... So I don't know if, you know, how this is playing out. But so he said, Pat Robertson said, Jesus would not have baked them a wedding cake, nor would he have made them a bed to sleep in, because they wouldn't have been there. But we don't have that in this country here. So that's why the way it is. It makes no sense whatsoever.
They would have baked them upside down cake.
People weren't around back then. It was like you have 12 apostles and they're all hanging out together. Something's going on.
Who knows what happened, if this even existed, even that happened.
Now, there's a guy in
everybody got donuts.
A lesbian in New York, she sued her boss who ran a chain of Mexican restaurants because he would have like these prayer meetings like before work started and told people that gay people were going to go to hell. And so she sued and got $1.6 million.
Yes, honey.
Yay. Woo. Good for her. Morella Salemi, congratulations on your $1.6 million windfall, and may that gay hater go to hell.
That's like that movie, It Can Happen to You.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
And he also told her
we got a lot of takes, too.
What it takes to
get along. That's right.
And they also said that she should dress more effeminately. So he didn't like her dykey demeanor.
Yeah, hey, listen, if you're going to come to work, just, look like a nice lady.
No one's so critical.
How do people not know how to treat people like that? You know, just...
ruined by a terrible... there's a new study, another study, mm-hmm. that says Americans are like gays a teeny tiny bit more than evangelical Christians, but hate evangelical Christians over gays in a landslide. Yeah, so they asked, clearly. They polled people and they said, do you like gays or do you like evangelical Christians? And people were like, I like them both. Pretty much the same. But when they asked them, who do you hate? They hate evangelical Christians in a landslide.
Because they suck.
Yeah, they won't give you
pastries. They're awful. They're all
no sweet cakes for you.
There's no upside down cake.
They don't dance. No. They don't drink. They scream about the Bible all day.
So yeah, so people are really judgmental. Hate the evangelical Christians in this country.
Well,
a third
of
Americans hate them.
We used to call them Jesus freaks, and now you never hear them called Jesus freaks anymore. Holy rollers. Now they're evangelicals.
Now it's called like catch a predator.
Like Christians. You have to give them like respectable names.
You know, that's ridiculous. Well, everybody likes
28%, that's almost a third of evangelical Christians are viewed unfavorably. Because they never say like I hate them or despise them, just to be clear there. And it was a survey of 1,000 people who voted in the 2016 election.
That's enough. It's enough for me to go back. I don't know if this is an April Fool's Day joke or not, but it came out on March 31st, and they say a man is going to sue a local store because he bought one of their chicken pasties, which is basically like a giant empanada, you know, and he tried to fuck it, but it was so hot it burned his penis. He says, that to me is a clear case of negligence, and I intend to sue. Well, I made a phone call to one of those solicitors who advertised on the telly, but unfortunately the person on the other end of the phone had some kind of coughing fit when I explained my predicament.
That's fair. I said, from the Onion.
I ran my helmet under cold water straight away, but I'm still in agony and can barely walk. It's covered in blisters. I may never be able to have sex with a pasty again.
I wouldn't want to be on the customer service end. Well, sir, how far did you insert your penis?
Well, people stick their penis in all sorts of things.
Well, there was
things.
A kid who had sex with a Hot Pocket.
You can stick your dick in a hyena's mouth for good luck.
I think I blame that movie American Pie, because once the kid, you know, he stuck his penis.
Well, what kind of things have you stuck your penis in?
Well, not pastries, because I can't get one at the bakery from this guy.
You so can't get out. A gay pastry because you're just going to end up fucking it.
Just listen, buy yourself a French curler at Dunkin' Donuts, and it'll feel like
lube
a flesh.
Up that hole.
We were at Dunkin' Donuts last night. We should have just bought a baker's dozen.
We had those French curlers at Dunkin' Donuts, and they were stale and dry. dry.
Oh, man.
It was not eggy and fresh.
So the sex was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It never gave back.
Yeah, just spit on it, and then it wasn't wet.
What is this, a jelly donut? Yeah, it's my Friday night. Mm.
So this dude in Africa lost his penis to a hyena because a witch doctor told him to. Yeah, Mr. Zulu is his name. He says,
Mr. Zulu?
He says, I came from Malawi, and when I arrived in Chapata, I met some business persons who told me the best way to become rich was to sacrifice parts of my body. On March 24th, I went into the bush where I was instructed to be naked, and a hyena came to me and started eating my toes, and eventually my manhood was eaten.
Oh.
And so is he rich and famous now?
Yeah, he died.
You know, and the kids, that's how Bibi Zaharabaneh was born.
He's just in stable condition. But that's like a thing in Africa. Like, they'll like get albinos. Like, if you find, like, they'll get, like, they'll kidnap albinos and like cut off parts of their body and like make it into a powder for like their magic. Because they feel like if you eat something, like you get power from it. But that's, you know, it's crazy.
I heard that if you eat a drag queen, you get power from her.
Yeah. Let's try it.
What sort of powers?
If you swallow.
What sort of powers would you have?
Well, you have, you know, you're a power to entertain, to hold an audience attention.
Not just a power top or a power bottom.
You have a power to transform garbage into treasure.
Uh-huh. Trash into treasure.
Trash into treasure, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You have the power to put up with strong egos for years.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And to have a power to have your oafish brother sleeping in your living room.
Yeah.
And I could go on. But,
yeah. So there's a performance artist, South African performance artist, who's on trial in France because he attached a live rooster to his penis and did a performance art piece called Cock in front of the Eiffel Tower, wearing red satin gloves, a feather headdress, and platform shoes. So he could face up to a year in jail and a $20,000 fine.
And he's going
to
be in there with the chicken?
Mm-hmm. I did that at Tranny Shack years ago. That exact number. He totally ripped me off.
You got a cock on your cock. He says the charge to the state is completely inappropriate. That puts it on par with flashing outside of school. It's really backward of France to insist on this charge. I made a work using French national symbols, the cock, the Eiffel Tower, the Folies Bergère, as well as a very South African approach to using the public space with political consciousness. It is not terrorism or perversion. It is art.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Support the art.
He just decided to use live animals.
Yeah.
How did he how did he get the rooster attached to his?
No.
What if he used Jesse? Jeez. Yeah.
Our dog Jesse. You could do a performance art piece with him.
Our runaway dog.
Yeah.
Somebody. So today I was like going to the gym, going to have a workout and stuff. Jesse, come over here. Stop bothering Alaska.
He's cute.
Well, he's sitting right.
He's licking you because you're so
right
sweet
next
and meaty.
Oh,
it's the spray tan.
It's the
glitter. He's going to lick it off.
He's like, you smell like a hot dog.
I want some of that.
But so the dog escaped the house and like the whole neighborhood.
Somebody left the door open, let's just say.
Oh. I didn't leave the door open. The dog had me in a tizzle and stuff. And he broke out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole neighborhood was inside our apartment, be like, they tape a podcast in here. So that's what
they're
doing.
I'm glad they didn't find our meth stash.
Someone's like, there's
meth bag.
Someone's like, there's my drugs.
There's me. Finally.
Jeez. Oh, and my paperweight.
So thanks to the people in our neighborhood who put our dog back in the house.
So when you came home, the dog was already in the house?
The dog was in the house and the door was locked.
So you have good neighbors.
Well, how did you know that anything
they
had
called
happened?
Me. I had like 12 people calling me. They're like, Foster, your dog. I'm like, who the hell is
You're
this?
Like, I'm on scrub right now. I can't.
They knew my name. They knew Jesse's name. They knew everything.
Well, Fausto, it's on the collar. It says Fausto. It's your phone number on it.
And you have a podcast.
Yeah.
That a lot of people listen to.
So I don't know what Oprah's dogs look like or what their names are.
Do you think your neighbors listen to your podcast? Like, do you think they're just...
I think actually some of them do listen, yeah.
They're listening to it right now before it gets...
We love our neighbors. We have the wonderful neighbors.
We do have good
neighbors. Really good. Wonderful.
There's one undressing right now.
And we have wonderful listeners, too. I want to do a shout out to Manish in San Francisco, who wrote a letter. Because last week we did a report on Indian guys complaining about condoms being too big. And Fausto found this article. It was because sometimes people take recycled news articles and they come across our way and whatever, we don't research it that well. And this article actually came out in 2006 because I was like, this sounds familiar because we've been podcasting for 9 years and I think we first reported on that in 2006.
And so he was mad at us back then.
Back when he lived in Detroit.
Yeah.
And his penis is still small.
No. It's huge and big.
It's
meaty.
Big.
Show me, send me a picture.
He said, I know that, he goes, I hope you guys are doing great. I know that generally Asians, which include Indian men, have small to average dicks. However, I, for myself, is not the case, and hearing someone that generalizes about Indian men having small dicks just kills me. I'm not small nor average. I'm 8.5 uncut and proud to say it. I get a lot of rejection from gay guys when they find out about me being Indian because of this misconception. I just want to let you guys know how I feel. I still love you guys and listen to your show.
He whips it right out of the bar and to prove it wrong. Cool. Now give me my free drink.
He invited us to stay with him next time we come out to San Francisco.
That's great.
I wonder if there's going to be enough room in that apartment with us and his big giant cock.
He's going to be like walking in. He's going to like waddle right in. Like,
listen, we don't always get it right.
No.
And, you know, and as much as we want to be insightful and funny and witty, we make mistakes. Yeah. And we love to hear from you guys when we do it right and when we do it wrong.
We don't always get penis size right.
Yeah, it looked like 7 inches, but it was more like 5.
And that's the thing. It's like, okay, so you can say, you know, there might be generalities about certain people, but there's always exceptions, you know? Always.
Yeah. On Facebook, Queen Annecy, your adopted daughter, wants to know, what does Queen Latifah smell like? Chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure she smells really good. She looks really beautiful. I don't have much of a sense of smell. But
with that nose, you know, that smells.
Oh, good. She's reading now.
Because reading is what?
She
fundamental.
Read. I don't know what she smells like, but she looks really nice, and she is really nice.
Was she tall? Is she tall in person?
No, she's very petite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Petite filet.
You're like, you look good as a woman, Queen Latifah. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Let's go to commercial.
Yeah, she was great. So she was really nice.
Why isn't anybody, all these gay guests, and you know, you think one of them would just be like, come on, Queen Latifah, come out of the closet. And they'd be like, we show is over. Like, you know, RuPaul doesn't want to, you know, burn any bridges, but I can imagine like some edgy, like if they had you, one of you guys, you probably would have asked her something, wouldn't you?
Well, no, that's disrespectful. And she's inviting us to be like part of her show. And, you know, I would never want to like disrespect the person who invited me to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if Queen Latifah is a lesbian or not.
Of course she's I don't know, Google it. If you Google for a while, Google had this thing like,
well,
if you
then good, we know.
Type in, is Queen Latifah a lesbian? It would answer like, Queen Latifah is a lesbian.
If she is, good for her.
But then
she's
like,
not,
I guess it got into a tricky situation because some people were like in the closet, or there was like, it was based on how many articles were about somebody's sexuality. And so I guess they took it down off of their search engine index. Nick Reed, Alaska's such a young queen. Does she intend on doing this forever? Or does she have plans on doing something new a few years down the line? Thanks for being an inspiration.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to retire someday and buy a house in the woods and just sort of be like, be left to myself. But
really? Won't you get bored?
No. I'll have nature.
But you grew up in Waterford, Pennsylvania. Wasn't that nature enough? Wasn't that boring, though, when you were a kid?
No, I love it.
I have to move out to the big city.
I love it. Yeah, I felt that. And I think that as I get older, you know, I can see myself retiring someday.
You'll move up to, like, Russian River and live with the bears.
And chop some wood. And
yeah, totally.
Whittle things out of wood. And
become a pot farmer.
Yeah. I like that stuff.
Go fishing.
If it's La Ganja Estranja.
Hey, mama.
Let's season 6. Let's get singing. Ow! Oh,
Tommy, what was that event you took us to tonight?
Oh, jeez. There's nothing worth talking about it because you left.
Did we miss anything?
No.
It was supposed to be like this gay networking
it's
thing.
It's called
for
a Chicago showbiz. No, it wasn't even gay.
I thought you said it was gay.
No, it was just because I sent it to you. Probably think it's gay. But it was just a Chicago showbiz meetup networking event at the Laugh Factory. So they had a little kind of a speed dating round in the beginning where you just go and talk 30 seconds mm-hmm. about what you're about, what you're looking for, and what you can provide. And then they had a Q&A with some people from NBC and A&E and other comedians and things like that. And then also the girl who's like the booker for the Laugh Factory. So, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, you know, you guys stayed for, what, 20 minutes and then you left?
You know what it was?
You're like, it was a calm drag. We could be here, we could be seeing drag.
And I'm leaving.
I'm going to channel a little Bianca Del Rio without the humor. So yes. We were invited to go to this networking.
By the way, it was free.
It was free. And believe me, if they charged, they go out of business.
No.
No food.
No free alcohol either.
No.
Alaska, that's why we went to Taco Burrito Palace, because they were hungry.
We were invited to this creative event, and you know, you think like they'd have it structured better so to make it helpful and informative. And all it was a room about 50 clueless people like us. standing around me like, hi, yeah, my name is Tiffany. I'm a model. I'm looking for a marketing company or a brand to represent or somebody who might want to like associate my image with their brand. I'm available for that kind of work. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, good luck with that, honey.
And then you're like, we're going to Roscoe's.
Your nose is too big. What is this, a melon patch? And get those ears worked.
What is this, carrot?
Spell MGM backwards.
This is a carrot stick. It was fine. But you know what? You're going to have your event next week, so...
I know, at the Laugh Factory.
And that's a paid event.
That's $30. I better fucking be a lot funnier.
That comes with food, though.
Yeah. There's food, and there's alcohol, and, you know, if you show up there...
Well, the
I won't buy you a drink.
Does have a bar, so there was drinks tonight. But
I'll
you
give you guys
for...
a hug. So, you know.
Oh God!
If you hear that like tap tap, it's not the heart of someone we murdered and underneath the telltale heart. It's our dog's tail whacking against
April Fool's
stuff.
Yeah.
I guess the alarm is being sounded again because teen young people are getting into a new drug craze.
Butt chugging.
I wish it was butt chugging.
I've never tried that either. I haven't
What's
lived.
It's Gencom is the term. When you ferment your feces and urine and then you inhale the fumes.
Oh, that's so gross.
I don't think it actually does anything. So
I'm so glad we ate earlier.
Teenagers are...
Now I'm...
This will not be served at Starbucks. Teenagers are grinding coffee into fine particles and putting them in joints and smoking it. And I guess it does... provide some hallucinogenic
not
smoking
buying
coffee.
Oh
not buying it.
People are reported trouble breathing, dizziness, vomiting, and even hallucination.
Wow, that sounds fun. Just smoke weed, stupid.
Well, I guess they can't get the weed.
Because they can't find it on the street. They just need to hang out over here.
So they might be like rolling it in with tobacco.
I don't know. This is one of those things. They always come every couple of years. They come up with this new thing that the kids are doing to get high.
Crocodile.
And it's just really never. Yeah, crocodile or like Gencom was that stuff with the feces in the urine. And then there was some kind of like Kool-Aid that they were taking.
Oh wait, the thing with the tampons where they would soak them in vodka.
Well, that works.
It does work, but
not a good idea, and you're likely to die.
Alaska has a tampon in right now.
You've done a vodka. You've stuck vodka in your butt.
No, I have not. I
know that young people listen to the show like Queen Anna C, and please don't stick alcohol up your ass.
No, it's bad
Michelle
for you because
Visage would be mad.
Yeah, it bypasses your liver, and mm-hmm. so it does. Your body doesn't like filter it, and so it can really kill you really bad. Yeah.
But if you think this is a good idea, it's called the Darwin Awards, and you can earn them, which is doing really stupid things that'll kill you, taking you out of the ability to
humanity,
yes.
Well, also called Fear Factor.
When I was bartending, I had these like frat boys come in and they were snorting vodka because they were like, it gets you drunk faster if you snort it. And I was just like,
that's so
nobody
stupid.
Wants
or, they need
vodka.
To join, get an activity or something.
You know?
So, join
some
a
hobby.
You know, if you took vodka and put it in a neti pot.
No. Oh, yeah, just neti pot that right through.
That's Sharon Needle's like morning regimen, isn't it?
No, because then it doesn't even go in your body, it just goes like out the other nostril.
Yeah, but it, you know, it passes through. I don't know. I don't think it'd be a good idea. J.K. Rowling. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Everybody knows who that
is. Harry Potter.
Yeah. Harry Potter lady who said she'll never do anything with Harry Potter again. Well, guess what? They drove a dump truck full of money to her front lawn, and she said, why not?
And now it's a trilogy.
Well, yeah, why not? I think so.
So
she's doing
signed, paid for, and delivered 3 mega movies for a spinoff of Harry Potter. It takes place in the Potterverse, and the spinoff is called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's based on the textbook that they use, the students use in Hogwarts school.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I think that's good.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what else she comes up with, because I was kind of like, Harry Potter, you'd hate to kind of see her touch him again, because you're just like, what could she do with him? He already defeated Voldemort. Is he going to bring Voldemort
back?
It's
going to be Ron and Hermione get married.
Oh my God.
Cool. On a cruise.
Yeah.
They're going to go, they're going to be off in the country.
It'll be like Melrose Place.
Yeah. I'd like to see maybe Luna.
Hogwarts Place.
Luna and Neville Longbottom get together or something. That might be interesting.
What did you say?
See like Neville Longbottom and Luna, who's the two freaks, the outcasts, kind of. Dorks.
Neville Longbottom looks really good today.
He
was the homeliest, the awkward looking of
the
kids.
Well, he had fake teeth in.
Oh.
He had reverse flippers.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
I know. The reverse Trinity K. Bonet.
Yeah, the reverse of that. So it's different.
You know, I know, we've had you on the show so far, and we actually have to talk about season 6.
Love season 6. Come on, season 6.
Let's get sick and...
Who are you rooting
for? Let's bring ourselves to the hospital.
Who do you think will win?
Who do I think will win? I don't know, but there's a lot of really good contenders this
year. Who's your top 3?
I love Adore Delano. She has a really special place in my heart.
She's your next door neighbor, so you have to be nice to her.
No, I just am captivated. I find her just like...
She's very sweet.
Charismatic.
Yeah, you watch her YouTube, and it's just like, I could watch you talk for hours. So I hope Adore Delano wins. I don't know who else is going to be up there, but they're all good. I really like them all. I met most of them, and they're all really sweet.
Bianca Del Rio makes that show so funny.
Yeah, she's great.
And Courtney Act. It's really between Courtney, Bianca, and...
Ben De La Creme.
But Ben... I just heard rumors that he doesn't make it all the way, so. Wow. Spoiler alert. But that's a rumor alert, so.
Yeah, we could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
Today's April Fool's, but we could be kidding.
The top 4.
And top 4?
Should we actually do a spoiler for people who haven't watched RuPaul's Drag Race on...
Well, I didn't watch
the internet today.
Get on it. Watch it already.
I was eating at Taco Burrito Palace.
Milk got eliminated.
I know, but he looked so beautiful on the runway.
He only brought... 2%.
Well, they said they.
Where was the other 98%?
You have to read it like RuPaul's to be like, Milk, yes. Your performance was thirst quenching.
No, your performance
did a body
was
good.
Stale.
No, your performance did a body good, but you only brought 2%.
I'm afraid the judges this week were lactose intolerant.
Utterly disappointed.
Move on off the stage.
Where's the cowbell? The cowbell. Yes.
Bye, Milk.
Bye.
Ooh, back to New York City. Oh. Anybody want some shots? Shots?
New York City.
That's what Milk will be doing in New York. Although I hear he's like got like ice skating money.
Was he an ice skater?
He was a professional like championship ice skater.
Oh.
So he's got, you know, a second
maybe he can go back to doing ice skating and drag.
Yeah, and do the Julia Child.
Have you ever thought about that? Drag queens
ice
on
skating.
Ice.
Ice skating is That'd Julia Child.
Yeah,
that was tragic.
Oh, I would see that.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, that Julia Child's.
Who was everyone's favorite character on Snatch Game for season 6?
Judge
Bianca
Judy.
Del Rio.
Baloney! Baloney!
And Ben De La Creme.
Yeah.
Ben De La Creme, yeah.
That was okay, but it was just like... He looked weird with that fake, the old lady face makeup. Like, you know, there's
it looked great.
It looks a little weird.
You know it.
It was better than when he was going to do Alyssa Edwards. That was his original.
Oh, come on. That would have been fine, too. If you put goofy music behind anyone doing anything, it makes them look stupid.
Always and forever, Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah, she could have done that, too.
I guess they filmed the pilot for Alyssa's Dance Moms ripoff show, but it just
beyond belief. Yeah.
Have you seen the outtakes on YouTube?
No, I haven't watched it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I wish she was in drag more. I think something lets loose in her when she's in drag that
Drag is really liberating in that kind of way, isn't it? Do you feel like it changes your personality somewhat when you're in it?
I think a little bit, because you're wearing nails.
And you're like more performative, and you're like...
Yeah.
It's an extension of your body.
It changes your brain chemistry, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, do you ever feel like the nails are not enough and you want claws?
That's why I wear claws.
Like Faster. Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, it's like you just want like, you know...
We'll scare the children.
And then we'll turn him into a bush.
Like, yeah.
Any more revealing your dick on stage to audiences? Or is that like one of the more quirkier things of your past?
Yeah, I'm all for that.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there'll be more of that.
So, at the Harry Hay show, you're going to whip it out?
Yeah, you don't have to pull it out now.
You'll have to come and... Wait, what's a good sound effect for a dick getting pulled out? Hold on. Oh, look, guys.
It keeps going in back.
Whoa.
In and out.
I know. I'm really confused whether I'm aroused or not.
So you have to do the upwards.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my bedroom.
I'm mesmerized, but I'm not aroused. I wonder why.
The Journal of Sexual Archives says that women fake orgasms not just for the relationship or their own insecurity, but to feel sexually excited. So if you believe you're sexually excited, you become sexually excited.
Okay.
Go heat a bag of popcorn. It's just as exciting.
Well, you know, you want it to be fun for yourself and fun for the other people. And they say that, like, they ask them, like, why do you do it? And the top four answers are altruistic, to make the guy feel better, or the woman, I suppose. Fear and insecurity, because they don't want to, like, avoid, you know, bad feelings about the experience, so they do that. Or the elevated arousal, to turn yourself on, and then just... You know, to get the sex over with.
You really turn me on.
Yeah.
But it's time to turn me off.
Have you guys ever faked orgasms?
No.
No, I have faked, like, I came to just, you know.
End it
and stuff, and it'd be like...
So you have faked orgasms.
Well, because it was like, I picked up a guy at a bar, and it was like, it was bad, and I was just like, oh, God, let this end soon. You know how you, like, sometimes you, like, you're a little drunk and you're like, well, this seems like it's going to be a good idea. And then you know, because the guy's really, like, selling it hard to you. And you're just like, well, I do want to be wanted.
I don't want to take you places you've never been. You're like, Star Trek's on.
Well, this is before, like, the internet existed and Grindr. Yes, kids. Yeah. I've been around for a while.
With VHS tapes.
Does Jesse want to go take a shit outside?
No.
Tell the audience what you want, Jesse.
Yeah.
Do you want outside? What do you want?
Bark.
What? What's happening? What do you want?
He really does.
He does.
What do you want?
Listeners at home, he really does.
We want to remind the listeners that today's show would not be possible without your financial support. Feast of Fun is made possible because of you. So if you haven't subscribed to the premium channel, go to feastoffun.com/plus and upgrade to gay.
You can do that at feastoffun.com/plus. We also have t-shirts for sale at feastoffun.com/store. Get your Hunty t-shirt today and wear it for your RuPaul viewing party.
Hunty, it looks good. Hey, bye. Alaska Thunderfuck, it's great talking to you always.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. You were taping this at 2 in the morning, by the way, people.
Is it really?
It's drag queen time.
And the central time zone.
Thomas J. Hollywood.
I don't know what time zone we're in.
You're always a star in our eyes.
Oh, I just get what I want at Starbucks. It's no big deal.
Keep on shining bright. But the road ends here, kids, because... Tomorrow's another podcast with you guys.
Thanks.
Now sashay away.
Now go eat your RuPaul peanut butter bar.
Oh, I wish I had one.
Let the music play!
Bye!
Bye!